Go to highschoolofficials.com to sign up or learn more. That's highschoolofficials.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Welcome Back, Nathan. He's back and here show edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great photos and videos and stories and stuff that I post. And there's some cute ones up there. If you've never seen a rabbit swim, there's a wild rabbit swimming. I never thought about it, but actually they're pretty good swimmers. And so lots of cute stuff there. And golly, it is the first Sunday of March. Interesting morning. I've had it's currently raining. Well, I was gonna say it's raining now, but I turned my head and looked out the window. I'm zooming in from home, and at the moment it's snowing at my house. So just so you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Still in the 30s up here, and it's rain or snow, depending. Right now it's snow, but it looks like down in the studio neck of the woods, which would be on the east side, it is raining. And brightening up the studio because he's still glowing, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan, and welcome back.
Thank you very much, Martha. Might be a little bit extra glowing today because of all that sunshine I was able to soak in. Got a little sunburn in some areas, so that's making me shine pretty bright right now.
Yeah, I wondered. Before we get off on a tangent, I shall let everybody know it is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And of course, we will be getting to that in relatively short order. We'll be starting that at the bottom of the hour with Meow Cat Rescue as usual. When the last live show we left you, that would have been the third Sunday of February. Mm-hmm. And Natasha was here, and Nathan was all aglow and really excited because you were getting ready to head out. Right.
Actually, the last show would have been Nels and Linda, and then Natasha was the show.
That's right, because we did. Natasha, David was here, so we did have The last live show was with David, and he filled in very nicely for you. So he covered all the bases, Nathan, but, he said he didn't have to do hardly anything because you were so diligent and got everything done ahead of time.
Yep.
For him. So the last time we talked to you was the second Sunday of February, and you were all excited because you were getting ready to wing off to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. I was boarding the Korean Airlines flight.
And then you were gone for two whole weeks, right?
Just about. It depends on if you do it in the Seattle time or the Philippine time. So about 2 weeks if you average them.
And I have to say, what a great photographer you are. and I thought you must have just been taking pictures all the time, but you said that wasn't the case. But my goodness, you just got tons and tons of photographs. And unfortunately, with you not sitting next to me and being able to explain all the photographs, I don't know all of the things I was able to see, but I'm so grateful that you sent me all those wonderful photographs during the trip. And you were so cute. You got all kinds of great pictures at the airport, and it looked like what airlines did you fly over?
On the way there, I took Korean Air, and then on way back was Japan Air.
Okay, because it looked like. Looked like even for you, and because you're very, very tall. How tall are you?
I am 6'6".
Yep. So you are tall, but it looked like you actually fit in the seats.
I was actually impressed by how those international long haul flights give you a good amount of leg room for, those 10-hour long flights. It was probably about 2 inches to spare from my kneecaps to the back of the seat in front of me.
Yeah. And then, you know, these days, it used to be when you flew, you got really good food and all of that. But I didn't think that was really the case anymore. But it looked like they fed you pretty well on those flights.
Oh, absolutely. Korean Air just had a fantastic cuisine on it. It was a little bit tricky at the beginning because about an hour into the flight from Seattle to Incheon, South Korea, they started getting some turbulence, and part of that meal was a hot bowl of soup. So I just opened up that hot bowl of soup, and it started splashing everywhere from the turbulence, and that lasted about 20 minutes before it finally subsided. But I had to do everything I could to cover it up and prevent it from splashing onto maybe some electronics or myself or the people next to me even.
Well, okay, so juggling food. And then it looked like, my gosh, it really was a long trip because you left on one day and you didn't get there till sometime the next day. How long did it actually, from the time you left, you know, here to when you arrived at your destination?
So including layover times, it was about 22 hours, I want to say.
Yeah, to get like a from,
because apart from Korean Airlines, there was one more flight I had to take from Manila to the island that she lives on, which is the Negros Island. And that flight was just like a little one-hour island hopper flight, but we took a Cebu Pacific, which is actually just a normal type airliner you would fly on. It's just very stripped down on the inside.
All right. So for any of you that have been under a rock or something and haven't been with us and didn't know that Nathan made this incredible trip to the Philippines for a couple of weeks and why, just to catch you up, it all came about because Nathan, he's been pretty zip-mouthed. We didn't know about this until we got close to the trip, but he's been dating online a Filipino woman, gal, for the last 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah, just a little bit more than that.
Okay, so her name is Fia.
Fia.
And You guys are relatively the same age, and somehow you found each other online.
Mm-hmm.
But you had never met in person. And of course, there's a lot of technical ways these days that one can communicate with someone in another location. So I imagine you got pretty creative about communicating.
Lots and lots of video calls.
Yeah, okay. And so a little more than 2 years, and so you planned this big trip to meet Fia, and I just that's just so exciting to me that someone that you've known for that long but never actually met. So I guess that we want to know, was it one of those, you know, did she meet you at the airport and you know, the commercials of the slow motion of the two coming together? So how was it? Tell us
about it. It's almost like you watched the video that was recorded, but the leaving the Bacolod airport, before that I was feeling all the kilig, which is all the word for like butterflies in your stomach when you're really excited about love or in something like that. And I was leaving the sliding glass doors of Bacolod Airport, took a look to the left, didn't see anyone. I looked straight ahead, didn't see anyone. And then finally I looked to the right, and there she was with big bright eyes and a big giant smile just waiting for me and starting to jump up and down and herself feeling a lot of keelig and me too. And then I just ran up to her and dropped my luggage, took off my backpack, and picked her up and gave her a big giant hug.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then I'm assuming, since you're still smiling and still glowing with all the incredible photographs, that it ended up being a really, really incredible time. And the relationship is real and continues and has just gotten better and brighter. Is that
absolutely
fair to say?
I mean, this trip by far exceeded expectations. It was just absolutely incredible and beautiful out there.
And I think that one of the things that most stood out to me is, in some of those first photographs, and you know, because I'm looking on my phone, you know, so you can only make them so big. It was hard for me to tell who were adults and who were children.
Me too.
And I'm thinking some of that, oh, look at Nathan with all those kids. They weren't kids. They were adults.
Well, there was somebody there. I was asking how old he was because, like, okay, this guy, he's out, you know, drinking and driving a motorcycle, and he looks like he's 12 or 13 years old. It's like, no, he's 20. I'm like, oh. So well, I'm with you in thinking that, you know, some of the adults are kids.
Yeah, but one of the things I was struck by in all of the photographs, looking at, you just looked like you felt so at home. You were so comfortable. It looked like you just were very comfortable and fit right in. And then some really cute photographs of them standing next to you, but you've got your elbows on top of their heads. Because you really were like two heads above everybody. So did that interfere with anything?
No, I mean, the Filipino culture is just so valuable of family and making sure that everybody is treated like family and taken care of, that you go out there and you feel like you're just at home and part of everybody's family.
All right, so let's, because you know, we can't talk to you the whole show, which, you know, I'd love to just talk about the trip, but so you had a fabulous time. Tell us what you can about the Philippines and your trip.
It's just absolutely beautiful. Don't think of it as like a third world country, like a lot of people will say it is. I mean, you go out there, you're going to see lots of beauty and friendliness, and just going around and seeing what each island has to offer. I was able to visit three islands while I was there.
How many islands are there?
Like hundreds.
Wow.
Includes, like, you know, the little small ones, which they might just put up a little resort on, and then you got to take a boat out to it. But, I mean, just get out there and don't set any expectations when you're going there, because, you know, it's going to be a lot different than the United States once you get there, and you don't want to try to compare anything from the United States or the Philippines. Just get out there and leave it all behind and soak it in, take it in, and really experience what the beautiful islands have to offer, and cities as well, because they're just filled with a bunch of beautiful architecture, especially in all the churches that they have there. And the
You found a beautiful church.
Oh, absolutely.
So these great photographs.
And then the sugarcane farms and the rice fields, and maybe going into the highlands or visiting the beaches. It's just absolutely beautiful out there. And every day is going to be, you know, mostly sunny skies. And the temperature is actually very manageable, because the humidity, at least while I was there, was less than that of what it is in Seattle. It's only like 40% humidity out there.
Wow.
And people will say it's hot, but that's really more for a case that it never gets cold there, because the daytime highs were about 85 degrees Fahrenheit while I was there, and overnight lows about 75 degrees. So not much difference in temperature.
Okay.
So it never really gets cold there, but the heat out there is very easy to manage.
Well, because it isn't, you said it isn't humid. And is that consistent, or was that just this time of year that there are times? Because the plants that you sent photographs of, it looked like there were, you know, many of the tropical flowers, or flowers that I think of as tropical.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more of a tropical climate?
Oh, yes, it is tropical. Not as much as Florida, I would say. When I went to visit Florida, it felt a lot more hot and humid in Florida than the Philippines.
All right. And so you were very, even though it was 85 pretty much the whole time, and, you know, beautiful and sunny, not a lot of humidity, so it was easy to tolerate.
That might depend on if it's rainy season or sunny season too. Maybe in rainy season it'll be more humid out there. But when I was out there, it was sunny season, so it only rained maybe once, and that was the second night I was there. We had a little bit of a torrential downpour, but that wasn't very long lasting, and the rest of my time there was just complete sunshine.
Wonderful. And then, of course, now you were there, you timed it well, because you were there not only for Valentine's Day, but it was also Fia's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent incredible photographs of the big, it sounds like you had a huge celebration and party and feast for Fia's birthday.
Yeah, and I don't know how much you want to get into that feast, because with Animal World, there might be some light, faint-hearted people that listener discretion will definitely be advised if we talk about this.
Yes. And that that was one of my issues in looking at the photographs.
Remember what I said, when you go there, you got to remember that this is just normal lifestyle for them. So don't, you know, take your judgments.
Yeah. So, now, of the wonderful photographs you sent, and then all of a sudden there's a picture of a pig. You know, it's a pig and a pen, so I was wondering, why is this a family pet? Is this, or what is going on? And then a few photographs later, there's a big feast. And apparently you got to meet the main course before.
Yeah, so that was pig at the beginning of the day, and then you saw same pig at the end of the day. And you got to remember, this is farm lifestyle, so it's very normal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that this is the culture, and Anyway, I as you can imagine, I had It took me a while to, and I, the word I want is to digest that whole process and those. Anyway, and I think I can't imagine being able to be able to do that. I'm assuming that you were able that you ate the normal the food and the cuisine. Mm-hmm. And
I look at my phone and my notes, and I think I got a list of 40 different foods that I had while I was in the Philippines.
40 different foods. Well, it's been really interesting because lots of Philippine stuff has crossed my path in the last couple weeks. And just flipping a channel on TV and all of a sudden there's a show about the Philippines or Philippine cuisine and food and all of that. So I learn a lot, but they are the Philippine cuisine is quite well known for being as good as it is and the flavors and all of that. Mm-hmm. So did you really enjoy the food? And is it very different than what we eat here?
Absolutely. And as far as different goes, it's mainly more how they prepare the food. They don't use as much like herbs or spices in the food. They like to have things more on the sweeter side. So their spaghetti, it's tomato sauce, but it's also maybe got like a little bit of a banana or mango flavor into it too. And they'll put like a brand of cheese called Eden on top. And then they'll use hot dogs instead of meatballs. So the Filipino spaghetti is quite different than what you would get out here or in an Italian restaurant. So basically everything for the most part is pretty much the same. It's just how it's prepared. They do like a lot of fried foods too. So basically the big popular things you'll see at the fast food chains are fried chicken, spaghetti, and rice. So even McDonald's, that would be found on their menu as well.
Wow.
And I gotta say, the best thing that I ate or tasted while I was out there has to be that pig. I mean, the lechon baboy, which is the roasted pig, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, I've never tasted pork so good, even at the best, you know, roadhouse steakhouses or American restaurants. Nothing can beat what they could get out of that lechon.
Well, and I remember I wasn't a foreign concept because I spent some time in Hawaii with my family, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, for family vacations and trips. And one of the things that we did on one trip when we were there was go to a Hawaiian luau. And of course, you know, a roasted pig is part of that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back when I was a teenager, of course, you know, I had an incredible love of animals, but I wasn't anywhere thinking about eating animals and all of that. And it wasn't an issue for me at that time, although we didn't see the pig before it was roasted and all that sort of thing. But I do remember eating at that luau. And I remember what you're talking about because I too still remember I how incredible it was.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really was very, very good. And so I understand what you're saying because I do remember that. But I had to say that was one of the revelations I had in looking at all your photographs. And when, you know, I figured out what the photographs, what it all meant, it was like, wow, I have grown and matured because I couldn't do that anymore. But I do understand and I am able to honor other cultures. And I do know because I talk to animals, I do know that animals come up on the earth plane to be food for humans and that, they're all okay with that. And it does work. But, we are also, I think as a culture, you know, a lot of times in this country moving towards more of a vegetarian or even vegan style of eating. Did you run into any of that in the Philippines? Are there
no,
any vegetarians
I mean,
down there?
I did not really see much as far as like vegetarian options or vegan goes. I mean,
okay.
Just with the culture there, I mean, it's very agricultural out there. So they obviously, they know, apart from that pig, because the lechon, when you prepare it, it's about 4 to 5 months old. And they have a mother pig, which, you know, will produce piglets, and they'll grow those up to become lechon, and that'll become their next meal, or they'll raise them up to, you know, be sold or something like that. And lechon is only really produced or eaten for special occasions like birthdays, because obviously if you get one going for personal use, you're going to have too much food for you to eat before it goes bad.
Right.
But
right.
I did want to mention that one of the delicacies that I unfortunately didn't get a chance to try and really wanted to try, and that would have been counting as the really weird out there food, is the balot. And that is a chicken egg, which already has a chicken already forming inside of it. And that's a big delicacy out there, too.
Okay, we could have gone all day without talking about that. And you wanted to do that?
I wanted to, you know, get as much of that culture ingested into me as I could while I was out there.
Okay.
I really wanted to experience, you know, the Filipino culture.
All right, so what impressed you the most in all the things that you saw and where you went and you visited? What was the best?
Oh, other places. I got to say, for me, it's got to be the Garden Farm. And what they do is they basically, it's a tourist attraction, but it's based off of a farm. So you can see them, how they produce, you know, like vegetables or flowers and stuff like that, and grow plants. And then also they have some animals there, like doves and rabbits and carabao, which is caribou, but they say carabao over there. And at the top, there's a pilgrimage or a journey you can do, which goes through basically the most important stages of the Bible from the very beginning, like the creation and Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, all the way up to the moment that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So you go 480 steps on a staircase, and on each way of that step, you see about 7 or 8 different key moments of the Bible in between. And once you get to the top, there's this dark meditation tunnel. And if you saw that video, you'll know what I'm talking about. And you just walk through that, and it's a time to just quietly reflect. And then at the very end, it's like you're walking through and entering the gates of heaven. So it's just completely painted a really bright white, like you're in the clouds. And then you go through and go through the gates of heaven. And then up there is, you know, the Holy Trinity in front of you, just sitting on the throne of heaven. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And it's at the top of a mountain. So once you see that, you can just look all around you and you see all the beaches and villages in front of you.
So what's the name? So if people go to the Philippines, what's the name of the farm again?
Garden Farm, and it's on the Iloilo Island.
Wow. Wow. Sounds wonderful. All right. Well, unfortunately, we have way gone over time. I could chat with Nathan forever about all of this, but we need to get back on track. So, Nathan, if our listeners want to hear more about your trip and all of that, I think the best thing to do would be to listen to Mance and Mitchell show from yesterday, and we can all do that by going to kknw.com and
to 1150kknw.com, click on the podcasts tab, and then scroll down to find Mance and Mitchell. You can also find it on anywhere you get podcasts, but you should see the most recent posting at the time of us saying this, that it'll be for me visiting the Philippines. If not, just go down to March 2nd's posting, and then you'll find it there.
All right. All right. So we are going to get started with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends straight ahead. But Nathan, you'll have to apologize to Marilyn for us because we got carried away talking about the Philippines. Right now, we've got to officially start the show. I'm going to do that with our prayers and affirmations. Then we'll quickly take care of advertisers. And then we will be talking to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. So let's go ahead and get started with that. If you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saints that have guided my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole stack of affirmations that we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. So, joining me is optional in this part of the show. It's not like love training and getting up and dancing. You got to do that at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt in or out, totally up to you. So I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. We are good with our prayers. And now these affirmations are all contributed by different members of our animal world family here. I say them each out loud 3 times, and you can do them along with me, say them out loud or silently. You can use them during the week like I do, and I know many of you do because I hear from you. Or you can opt out. Up to you, but they're all chosen because they're very powerful and are life-altering if you use them consistently. All right, this one the first one comes from my spiritual family, and I got years ago was told do it once a day for a week, see what happens. Changed my life. I do it every day. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 comes from our wonderful best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. And if you listen to the show on the second Sunday of the month, when she works on one of us human animals, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. It's very powerful. And here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, affirmation number 3 comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in the Italian division. And what I use to keep my attitude together, especially when you go out in public, want to share health and well-being rather than fear and worry. Here we go with this one. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. Now, this one, next one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator, medium, and feng shui gal, and she'll be in the third Sunday of the month. And this is the affirmation we use to keep ourselves balanced with all this crazy energy we've got to deal with. And by the way, I do these affirmations for my animals as well. Here we go with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation, and this is the one we get to send God's love and light all over the world. And oh boy, it's so needed right now. Y'all know where to send it. I don't have to tell you. So let's put all our energy together and send this light all over the world and think peace as we do it. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Now, Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part, place our hands over our chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Alrighty, so we've seeded the energy with all of that. We are good and spiritualized up for the day and the week. Now it is, let's see, we better take care of advertisers, Nathan, and maybe we ought to string everybody together and get it all taken care of. So then we have the rest of the time to talk to Marilyn. And if you want to just dump mine, you can do that. And the animal world, you can dump those two, and that'll give us a shorter period of time so we can get to Marilyn. And hold on, Marilyn, because we're getting to Meow Cat Rescue is next. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and it is the first Sunday of the month, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday here on Animal World. And yes, we're behind schedule, but I got a little carried away talking to Nathan about his big trip to the Philippines and meeting the gal he's been dating for more than 2 years, and apparently it's real. And you're still dating, right, Nathan?
Yes, we are.
All right. Are you planning? Is Fia coming this direction, or there any future?
That's
plans
what we're working on plans
lines?
For, and then I'm also planning to go back maybe sometime in October.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, more details to come then. So we are going to switch boats here and get on to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And doing a great job of that, of course, would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And representing Meow, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. It's fun to have Nathan back and hear all about his trip. But when I think about you, Marilyn, and we get started, the first thing that pops into my mind are all the wonderful Facebook posts that you got. You know, when Meow adopts out cats and kittens, you take a photograph and you put it up on Facebook. And they're so much fun to look at. And gosh, it's got to be heartwarming to see all those people connect with the kitties.
Well, that's good feedback. I'm glad you like it. And we love it. And we're thinking about putting together a yearbook of all the adoptions that take place over the years. So ooh, that would have all those pictures in there.
That sounds wonderful. So for anybody that may be tuning in that hasn't listened before and doesn't know about Meow, give us a lowdown on what's Meow Cat Rescue all about.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit rescue organization. We just had our 27th anniversary last week.
Wow.
Actually, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Our shelter is located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. And the shelter has cats and kittens. And in foster care, we also have cats and kittens and dogs and puppies.
Right. So just because, don't let the name fool you, just because it's Meow, they have some woof woofs too. Mm-hmm. But the dogs don't end up in the shelter. The dogs are in foster care when they're with Meow. So if people are interested in adopting dogs, you can find them on the website, meowcatrescue.org, and you can find out what's available. But then what do you do, Marilyn? Make an appointment ahead of time to come meet a dog, if that's what you want to do?
Yeah, so how it works is, as you said, you would go to our website and click on available dogs. And there's a picture and a bio for each dog. And there are instructions on who to email or call. And I think, generally speaking, the first step is always a completed adoption application. And then you would email it into Kelly Starbuck. She's our canine person. And then she would take it from there.
All right. Now, I don't know that I've ever asked you this before, but do you... like only have like small dogs? Do you large breeds? Do you have a variety of dogs from time to time, depending on what you get?
Well, it's quite a variety, but generally speaking, so it started out as a Shar Pei rescue.
Oh.
Because it used to be everyone wanted a Shar Pei because of those wrinkly faces, but their personalities are quite unique. and a lot of people were returning the Sharpays because they weren't what they thought they would be. So,
you know, I just when you said that, and they, because I didn't realize that, but I do remember now, back of course, back in the day when, you know, Sharpays first became popular, you're right, everybody got them. And I remember as a behavior therapist and dog trainer, I had to do a lot of work with those people and those dogs, and there were a lot of issues for people living with Sharpays. And I'm not surprised at all why, you know, you had to pop up with a Sharpay rescue, because, you know, they're cute and wrinkly, but, you know, they're a little, they can be touchy in terms of temperament and personality. And I saw a lot of cases of owner directed aggression. It's probably what we saw more than anything else. But interesting. So it started out as a Sharpay rescue. And obviously you've branched out from there, because now, you know, I rarely see a Sharpay, hardly ever. For, you know, as a dog trainer.
Right. Yeah, I know. And I don't think Kelly has seen a Sharpay that I am aware of in quite a few years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, generally speaking, she has a lot of Great Danes.
Great Danes, huh?
Yeah, a lot of Great Danes. She's got some, I think they're called Chinese Crested. Oh, gosh. I can't quite remember.
Well, Chinese Crested, I call them, I think of them as little unicorns. because Chinese Crested are smaller dogs, and they're hairless, but usually with a tuft of hair on their head. They can be, so they can look like little unicorns, and they're cute little dogs.
Yeah, they are. Oh, I'm looking on our website, and we do have two Sharpays.
You do have Sharpays. All right. So adult dogs?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So if there's anybody out there looking for a wrinkled model Sharpay, Meow does have a couple of them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. We've ever talked about this. Do you know how many dogs do you have at the moment?
Well, our dog division is pretty small. It looks like right now, as we speak, there's three. We've
got
two Sharpay. Yeah. So, but
so you don't have tons of dogs. You have some dogs most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And do you get a lot of puppies?
We get a fair amount of puppies. And I remember, well, when we got our dog, we got, I think, the canine division transported, I want to say 17 puppies from South Korea.
Wow.
And they all went to foster care, of course. And
is that where your dog, because you have a Shiba Inu?
Yeah, she was one of those.
Oh, okay.
And so, and I know that we also get a lot of dogs and puppies from, this is a horrible thing to say, but there's a place in Texas called Dead Dog Beach. I don't know if you've heard about it.
No, I haven't. Dead Dog Beach? I do know a lot of rescues come up from Texas these days.
Yeah, yeah. There's a couple guys down there in Texas, and they contact animal shelters across the country to see if they can help out. And these two men drive all over the country in their van transporting dogs and puppies to shelters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dedicated. So sometimes you get dogs that way. But at any rate, if you're interested in Sharpays, Meow has a couple of them, and you can go to meowcatrescue.org, click on available dogs, and that's where you'd find a profile on these dogs?
Yes.
All righty. And then, of course, the name would say there's lots of cats. And, of course, the kitties, when they are eligible for adoption, they will be in the shelter in Kirkland. The kittens, though, are in foster care until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered and all of that. And then they come to the shelter for adoption. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. That's the only the only cats and kittens available at the shelter have been spayed, neutered, vetted, chipped, everything. They're ready to go. So
wonderful.
We have a lot of cats and kittens in shelter care right now, or excuse me, foster care.
And it certainly, you know, what a great way to go if you want to add a cat or cats to your household. Because isn't it true, Marilyn, often you guys, you know, recommend adopting a couple of kittens together.
Yeah, actually almost all the time, unless someone has a young, playful cat at home,
uh-huh.
We recommend that kittens be adopted in pairs. And that's just for kittens under the age of 6 months. And most of our kittens are, they're part of a litter. And so the litter mates bond, and so we don't ever break that bond. If they're bonded, they need to be adopted together.
Yeah, and even if you have an older cat in the household, it really is better when you're getting a kitten, and this is coming from the behaviorist part of me, that it makes really good sense to get a pair of kittens, because then they can play and roughhouse and beat each other up and have a grand time and not mess with the older cat.
That's exactly right.
Because otherwise you bring in a young one, you got an older one, there can be relationship issues right off the bat, because the young one's full mm-hmm. of energy and wants to play, and the old one's like retired, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes.
All right, so why don't you remind everybody how it works, when is Meow open, and when can people adopt and all that good stuff?
We're open to the public Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 5. Appointments are no longer required. You can just drop in if you'd like, or you can fill out an application ahead of time and request to meet a particular cat or kitten. And we update our Facebook page and our website continually. So what you see today might be completely different in a couple of days. So if you're looking, I would recommend people keep checking in, because it does change a lot, our shelter population.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. So 4 days a week now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from 1 to 5 p.m., is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And people can just come to the shelter. I wonder, do you have any idea, do a lot of people find the cat, their kitty online, and then request to see a particular cat?
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
That happens a lot. In fact, yesterday, I don't know if you saw on our Facebook page earlier in the week, we had a cat named Scout, and I videoed her making biscuits on a blanket. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Well, so did somebody else, and they came in and adopted her yesterday.
Oh, okay, I think I saw that. You said that she marched herself into their hearts or something. I can't remember, but...
Yeah, she kneaded her way into their hearts.
Kneaded her way, that was it, kneaded her way in. So they saw the video of her marching.
So that was just one example, and we had, I think, just about everybody that came into the shelter yesterday saw somebody online that they wanted to meet.
Oh, cool. So matches are made in heaven online all the time.
Yes, they truly are.
Fantastic. So, folks, if you're thinking about adding a kitten or kitties, you go to meowcatrescue.org, click on available cats and kittens, and see who's available. And, you know, look in those eyes, and maybe you'll find your connection there. And then if you find someone online, you can fill out an adoption form or request to see that, or how does that work?
Yeah. So, for example, the kneading kitten, someone saw her online, they filled out an application, they emailed it in, and they requested an appointment to meet her. And so, and the rest is history.
So I would imagine when if someone contacts you like that and makes an appointment, you obviously hold that individual cat until they come to meet them?
We can't hold the cat, and we explain to everyone that if they're really interested in meeting a kitty or a cat, they should probably come right when we open because we cannot hold cats. And the reason for that is sometimes people make an appointment to come meet a cat, and then they don't show up.
Yeah,
so if we would have held the cat, and they didn't show up, it would have missed out on an adoption.
Right, so right. So there's a few people that spoil it for everybody else. So it's first come, first serve on adopting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find someone online you like, you want to get the process started, and then you want to be there opening the next time you're open. To be sure that you get the kitty that you want. But obviously it worked out for those folks that saw the needing kitty. I just think that's so special when they find them online and then come in and it truly is a match.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what our Nathan did. He found his Fia online, and by golly, she's a match.
that's awesome.
So it can work for animals just like it works for humans sometimes. So so you are open this afternoon from 1 to 5 if anyone is interested and wants to pop online and see who's available. And you say you keep the website very current, so it's updated all the time.
All the time. I was on there yesterday and I updated it. Well, every time a cat gets adopted, I go on and I take it off. And then we had a couple cats come in that were made available. And so I added them to Pet Finder. So, yeah, it's a living, breathing site. It changes continuously.
Okay, so stay on top of it if you're interested. And now, before we run out of time, kind of thinking it's March. Is anything coming up event wise or that we need to know about?
Oh yeah. A date has been set for our auction.
Oh, for the annual Fine Wines and Felines?
Yes. And I'll be darned if I can remember. It's sometime in June. I will let you know.
Okay, so we know, the annual big fundraiser for Meow is Fine Wines and Felines, and that's where, you know, come together for dinner and auction and all of that good stuff, and where I think the bulk of a lot of your money comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to sign up, and it's going to be in June this year. What venue do you know?
Yeah, it's going to be in Bothell at Cascadia College.
Oh, now, is that new? A new venue?
Yeah, it's a new venue. It is a new venue.
So and, Cascadia College.
Yeah, it's just right here in Bothell. I'm actually walking to the auction this year, but it's just right off of right where 522 and 405 meet on the east side. So it's going to be an East Side event this year.
All right. And so we'll have to stay tuned for details, but it will be in June. A date has been picked, and you will let me know since we can get it up on current events.
Yes, I will.
All right. Sounds good. So anything else you need to tell us about?
No, just please. Spay and neuter.
So important. And that's what I was going to say. If you're thinking about adding cats to your life, there isn't a better way to do it than adopting from Meow. And what I'm thinking, I don't think I personally could afford to go out and adopt a kitten these days. I mean, it costs a fortune. Spay and neuter, and then all the vaccines and everything. And you come to Meow, they do it all. Spayed and neutered and vaccined and chipped and all that good stuff. So It really is the most affordable way to add kitties to your household. So, Marilyn, thank you so much for spending some time with us here today. And for everybody else, Houghton Plaza in Kirkland, they're open at 1 o'clock today, 1 to 5. So get on meowcatrescue.org, take a look at those kitties, and then you can trot on down and add a new member to your family. So, Marilyn, I'll look forward to the date for Fine Wines and Felines, and we'll talk to you again. Gosh, it'll be April next month. All righty, Marilyn.
It's snowing then. Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, that wraps up hour number one, and that means it's time to Love Train. And this is a required participation part of the show. You don't get to sit this one out. Well, you sort of can. Dancing's required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up on your feet and join the Love Train. I'll come through and pick you up. And while we're Love Training today, let's send the love and light all over the world, but especially to the war zones, and send peace to all the areas that are in turmoil. That's the best contribution we can add. And I always energize up the Love Train music so we get some extra energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. And it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Help Animals India starts the next hour right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.